Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast, number 755. Out of the 40 podcasts that we do, this one is one of the longest running and still one of the most popular. We thank you for your support. Thank you for allowing us to help you get fired up and motivated to pray, whether you feel like it or not. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. And I know it sounds rather pompous when I say Daniel White, the third. The reason why I do that, there is a Daniel White Sr., there is a Daniel White Jr., I happen to be the third, and there is a Daniel White fourth, and he's a grown man now. And I know my father would not want me to be confused with him. And likewise, I would not want my son to be confused with me. And not only that, in this day and time particularly, a special thing that we can have for generations of black men who have the same name to survive, to do that. And we give God the glory for allowing us to survive slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, and the racism that we have today. Those are the reasons why I do it. But it does make me sound rather important, even though I'm not. Anyway, the simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, and yes, even to motivate you to simply just pray. You must understand praying is one of those things you need to do in life, whether you feel like it or not. Contrary to what many people think, especially black folk, you don't have to have a certain kind of feeling while you're praying. You may not feel anything. And the older you get in the Lord, you won't feel anything. Why? Because God wants us to pray as He wants us to walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. That means any sense. Any of the senses, no feelings, no emotions. Every now and then you'll get that. Every now and then you'll get that want to. And there are some dear souls in the rarefied air who are like that pretty much all the time, and we thank God for them. But most of us are not like that. The simple purpose of this podcast, therefore, is to encourage you, to motivate you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, in faith believing for God's glory, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer. They don't need any help. We're not coming for the well, we're coming for the sick. And who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. We're not talking to them. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. If you don't have time to pray, you're just too busy. I am convinced that most Christian people do not believe, or rather do not need, to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray, just do it. Whether you feel like it or not, just do it. You say, well, I don't want to. I want the Spirit to move me. Just pray. The Spirit is already moving you. Okay, the Spirit of God is already doing His job. Now listen to me very carefully. If you ever get the notion to pray, that did not come from the devil. It did not come from you. It came from the Lord. It came from the Holy Spirit. Every time you get that prompting, that little reminder to pray, there's a reason for that. And that's what you better do, is pray. And if there ever was a time to pray, that time is now. So if I can get you to simply just pray, pray in the morning time with your family, whatever family you have. I don't care if you have to call them up on the phone. Pray with somebody every morning. Have family devotions. Read the Holy Word of God. Sing a hymn. And then go face your day. And then every hour, I would encourage you to pray without ceasing. Just whisper a prayer. Some people call them breath prayers. They don't take but a few seconds. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to handle this meeting well. Lord, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding before I speak to this group of people. Lord, help me write this next paragraph. Lord, help me to do my job well today without getting hurt. On and on. Just little breath prayers. That's praying without ceasing. You don't have to call down the mountains and call every mountain in the Bible to pray. Just pray. So if I can get you to just pray, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God. Jesus Christ said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Malachi 1:9, which says, "And now I pray you, beseech God, that He will be gracious unto us." Beseech God that He will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will He regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts? Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary, one of the greatest devotional commentaries ever put together. And if you don't have a copy, you need to get a copy for your library. You can get it online for little or nothing. You can probably get it for free on Amazon.com. How could they expect to prevail with God in their intercessions for the people when they thus affronted God in their sacrifices? So some understand verse 9. How could they expect to prevail with God in their intercessions for the people when they thus affronted God in their sacrifices? Or they offended God. So some understand verse 9 as only Dr. Matthew Henry can put it, as spoken ironically. And now if you will do the duty of priests and stand in the gap to turn away the judgments of God that you see ready to pour in upon us, I pray you, beseech God that he will be gracious to us and to our land, which is almost eaten up with locusts and caterpillars, as appears in chapter 3, verse 11. Try now what interest you have the throne of grace. Improve it for the removing of this plague, for it has been by your means. You have provoked God to send it. But as you go on thus to profane his sacred things, will he regard your persons or your prayers? No, you cannot prevail with him to command it away. For if we regard iniquity in our hearts, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, God will not hear us, either for ourselves or for others. Dear friends, our featured prayer motivator quote is from A.W. Tozer. He said, "To desire revival and at the same time to neglect personal prayer and devotion, time with your family in the morning, is to wish one way and walk another." My. Beloved, my personal encouragement for you today is this. God is not going to make you pray, but you ought to pray. God does not make you pray, but if you want to see your life changed, if you want to see your marriage blessed, you want to see your family blessed, your children blessed and protected, if you want to see souls saved in your ministry, if you want to see revival, if you want to see God bless your family and your children, if you want to see all of your needs met, not always your desires, all your pleasures, what you want, not always what you want, but rather everything you need, then it is best for you to pray. It behooves you to pray. You ought to pray. This comes from a man, yours truly, who has preached the gospel full time for 40 years with a family of 9, and by faith prayed for all of our needs every day, and God has supplied all of our needs. We've never missed a meal. We've never had a situation where we didn't have a place to stay. God has always blessed us and provided for us. And so if God can do that for this poor preacher, God can do it for you. And he has done it for millions of others. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled God's Need of Men Who Pray, Part 3 from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by Dr. E.M. Bounds, the Doctor of Prayer. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, everything secured by gospel promise, defined by gospel measure, and represented by gospel treasure are to be found in prayer. All heights are scaled by prayer. All doors are opened to it through prayer. All victories are gained through prayer, and all grace distills on prayer. Heaven has all its good and all its help for men who pray, and for women who pray, and for children who pray. How marked and strong is the injunction of Christ, which sends men from the parade of public giving and praying to the privacy of their closets. Where with shut doors and in encircling silence, they are alone in prayer with God. In all ages, those who have carried out the divine will on the earth have been men of prayer. The days of prayer are God's halcyon days. His heart, his oath, and his glory are committed to one issuance, that every knee should bow to him. The day of the Lord, in a permanent sense, will be a day of universal prayer. God's cause does not suffer through lack of divine ability, but by reason of the lack of prayer ability in man. God's action is just as much bound up in prayer at this time as it was when he said to Abimelech, "Abraham shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live." So also it was when God said to Job's friends, "My servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept." God's great plan for the redemption of mankind is as much bound up to prayer for its prosperity and success as when the decree creating the movement was issued from the Father, bearing on its frontage the imperative universal and eternal condition, "Ask of me, and I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession." Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. We don't just talk about prayer, we actually pray, and we do it all day long by the grace of God. You remember when I told you about the breath prayers? We do that and more every hour around here. We don't just talk about prayer, we pray. There's power in prayer. We pray when we feel like it and when we don't. We pray when things are going well and when they're not. And in fact, we have a lot of trouble that comes our way because we pray, but we keep on praying through by the grace of God, and I recommend that to you. So, dear friend, please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer right now. Holy Father God, hallowed be your name. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of prayer and the power of prayer and the peace that comes through prayer. And Lord God in heaven, we individually confess our sins, collectively and individually, and our faults and failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us all. Fill us all afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit to change. For as Ari Tori, your servant, has said, what salvation is all about is about people changing, repenting. Lord, the gospel brings about change in our hearts and lives, and you're all about change because you want us to change. You want us to repent. You want us to go in the right direction so that we can live in your blessings. And so, Lord, we pray that you will fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to do so and to stay so. Lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way that you want us to go, not only us, but everybody, Lord, who names the name of Christ. Red, yellow, black, or white, for we're all precious in your sight. And we pray now over our prayer list that we normally pray over. We pray together for the following things: over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through this preaching ministry alone. Millions more to come to know your Savior through other ministries around the world. The revival of your church, the healing of your families, the healing of this nation. Blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. Salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in their prayer requests. We pray for Raul, please bless his ministry in India. We pray for Willis, bless his orphan ministry in Kenya. We pray for Linda, please help the children in her VPK class to listen to her and stop being disruptive during circle time and lessons, to sleep during nap time and come in from the playground when they are told to. and to settle down during story and afternoon time and not run amok after lunch. Help her to teach more and work with the children better. Have her creativity to return so she can make and sell jewelry again on the side and do artistic hobbies. Give her energy to exercise, bike, bless her babysitting job, and help Tyson to be interested in the activities she has planned for him and not just in video games. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm these in the faith and help them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Shinwe, Justice, and Clifford. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while but who have recommitted their lives to the preaching ministry here. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Anika, Pascal, and Linio. We commit these souls into your hands as well as ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Lord, save many more. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.